At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest. Here this woman crush Wednesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob, Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. On the other side of the glass, John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday, just days away from the preseason finale Saturday against the Commanders. And this question, how much will the final preseason game play into the final roster decisions?
It's finalizing the roster as far as who's on it, for sure. A lot of things are determined. You know, we certainly want to stay healthy. That's a big part of it, too. But also spots to a degree, but also roles to a degree. You know, who's going to be active, who's going to be playing these different roles in these different special teams or packages, or who's going to rotate in at different positions. And then the practice squad is really up for major competition as well. Guys to be on the practice squad, because the practice squad is part of our team. We look at that as making the team. So all those opportunities are there for guys.
I think the most interesting thing will be Wednesday. I think Wednesday at noon they can put their practice squad. I want to see the waiver wire of how many Ravens guys get claimed, you know, off their football team, because they do have a good football team. And I think Harbs has said it, that they have more than 53 guys that deserve to be on this team, which they do. So that is going to be interesting. So that's going to totally affect the practice squad. Because they may, you know, because when you cut people, when guys go get cut, you know, and the guys you want on your practice squad, you tell them, hey, hang around, you know, come back tomorrow at noon. We want you on the practice squad, you know, and a lot of times you're like, you're sitting there and you're like, where's such and such? Eh, he went to Carolina. You know, I mean, and they don't have to tell, they're not going to tell you. They just go. They're free to go and do what they want. So that's what's going to be interesting come Wednesday, I think.
Well, who are some of the players that could be most likely to be in that situation where the Ravens want them on the squad, but they have a better chance of maybe making an active 53?
I think Bo Braid may be one, Bob. I think a lot of teams look for safety help. And, you know, just reading and stuff, a lot of teams are looking for wide receivers right now. And, you know, the Ravens have had some, you know, guys that have, you know, Anthony Miller has done a good job. Dayton Wade has done a nice job. You know, so maybe a couple teams could say, because all you're looking for to put on your 53, is he better than our sixth guy? Yes. Well, then it upgrades us. Well, let's do it. You know, makes a lot of sense. So I think, and it all depends what they do. You know, is Ali on the team or not on the team? I think that's a question mark. And then with the O-line, they're going to want to keep the draft picks, of course. You know, so they're gonna want to keep Dellinger, and probably they'll want to keep Samak. Other than that, I'm not, because if they're only keeping nine, you better have probably four or five of your 16 are going to be old linemen. You're going to have a bunch of them.
Now, we know Lamar Jackson will not play against Washington on Saturday. So, John Harbaugh, how are we splitting reps against the Commanders at QB?
No, I think it'll be more similar to what we did this last game. Go ahead and get Cooper those reps, get him ready for the regular season, because I know this will be his last opportunity. He wants those reps, I know for sure. So that's probably the way we'll go, but we still have a whole week to decide.
So half and half is the way it sounds. Cooper Rush for a half and then Leary for a half. I think they'll be... I would think with Cooper Rush in there, you probably want to get a lot of throws. And it'll be quick throws like it was the last time, or maybe a couple fade routes. Leary likes to throw the fade route. And he's going to have some decent receivers, same guys that he had basically last year. Is Tez Walker going to be playing? You know, he probably needs the work. Wester, I'd play Wester a ton because he needs a lot of reps running routes. And then all the guys that I just mentioned, too, will be candidates. I don't think Tylan Wallace won't play. Pretty much you know what he brings you. And tight ends. Will Charlie Kohler play? Probably. Maybe, maybe not. I mean, he played like 40-some plays last week. So if that's the case, he's probably going to play this week.
It's 5-7, the Fan News from the Nest. Woman Crush Wednesday. Getting back to the O-line. Harbs, what's that crunch looking like in regards to numbers?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we'll be working on that. And then those guys' cohesiveness. And then who the extra alignment is. And then how we work the backup rotational spots. And who's going to be active. Those kind of things. And also, I'd say the 9, too, is a little bit up in the air in flux right now. You know, which I'd say we got the 5. You know, now what's the 9 if we keep 9? Do we keep 10? You know, it's hard to do, but we have 10 worthy guys for sure. And then the practice squad guys are all kind of up in the air right now.
I would say you got your 5, you know, and then the Noteboom, Bullock, and I'm guessing Cleveland. And then to come up with a 9th, I have a hard time coming up with a 9th. I'd like to have the rest on the practice squad and just keep. I think there's 9 worthy guys. You know, and Bullock is your center guard. Noteboom is either tackle. And then Cleveland is usually active because he comes in and plays that tight end spot on short yardage and goal line, too.
Where does Carson Vinson,
I would think, Bob, he'll probably be a lot of inactive. Just because he a guy that you hope really comes on by the end of the year and he could help you. But he can't help them. I mean, if he has to go in and play, Lamar's going to be running around quite a bit.
But an intriguing prospect nonetheless.
Yeah, because right? He's athletic and he's got size and he's got length. So, yeah, and he's the only HBCU guy, I think, who got drafted, you know. And from the get-go, everybody's known he's raw as raw can be. And they just saw a big athletic guy that... Hey, they're hard to find, so why not try to develop one?
John Harbaugh, how important are special teams when you're putting together your 53-man roster?
Your roster needs to fill roles. There are roles that need to be fulfilled in the game at a high level, not just a guy out there playing a position or doing something. He's got to do it at a winning-plus level. He's got to do it at a championship level even. Whenever any of us, all of us watch the game, if we're fans of the Ravens, we want to see, you know, that guy playing that position really well, whether it's a nickel corner or whether it's a punt protection left guard or a kickoff cover L4, We need that guy playing at the highest championship level. So you've got to factor what actually happens in the game because, you know, the future is now. I think George Allen said that. Is that right? The future is now.
Well, that's George Allen reference there.
Yeah, Harvey. The future is definitely now. All chips are in. And what Harb's, you know, see, I think Jake Hummel, they went to get Jake Hummel, who was a free agent from the Rams, who was an excellent special team guy. They went to add him as a special teams guy, you know, and then Buchanan, it's got to be big on special teams. Why? Because, you know, he's got good size, but he can really run. And I've seen that they've been using Tez Walker a lot on punt coverage on the gunner. Got to, you know, and he can run. You know, on some of the plays he gets down there and some of them, you know, he's got to be able to get off of blocks because you're getting double teamed and you got to find a way to get off of blocks. So a lot of those roles, because Chris Horton's, you know, Harb's a special teams guy. Who are your core guys? Who's got to be on this team for special teams? And they got to be on all special teams. And is that a guy, you know, is that a Jake Hummel? Is that Buchanan? You know, is that Simpson? Is that those guys?
Video at 810-057. The Fan will be crushed Wednesday. You want to get in? You can at 410-583-1057. Taking phone calls around 12:45. Want to be part of that fun? Squeeze a fun house in if we can. But when we come back, let's count some dough. Have a little midweek buy or sell and talk about sports subjects of the day. Jim Hunter, talk about the Orioles. They're playing their best baseball of the year, it seems, even though Westberg and Adley just got banged up last couple of days. What's all that mean? NFL lunch, going to hear from Joe Flacco and also Anthony Richardson, who did not beat out Daniel Jones, a failed first pick for the Giants, but yet he's the starting quarterback as the Colts look to, I don't know what the hell they're trying to do.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks?
Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
There, I guess.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Orioles off today after sweeping the Red Sox. Mini sweep, but a sweep nonetheless. Back at it tomorrow. National TV game against the Astros, 7:15. We will be Baltimore Baseball Tonight live from Pickles Pub. Me, Mike Bordick, and Nolan McGraw. Hopefully the weather will hold out. Last time us three were down there, Nolan, I saw a different side of you, which will keep off the
weather
air.
Looks good. Weather looks great this week.
It does?
Yeah, 70s. Oh, cool. No rain.
Oh.
Sounds good to me.
I prefer a little more heat, but it is August.
You prefer more heat?
Yeah, I don't want it to be 104, but, you know, a little 85, 90.
Upper 70s sounds like the sweet spot.
All right, gotcha. And then we got college football this weekend, and Orioles and other fights are coming on if you're inclined to the pugilism. So hopefully the weather carries over. But right now, before we get to the sports, let's carry some dough into the rest of the afternoon by itself.
Yeah, the Dow's down 21. The S&P's down 30. NASDAQ is down 205. DraftKings is up 21 cents. Under Armour's up 7 cents to 508.
Starting in the NFL today, not only has Daniel Jones been named the Colts starter, but it sounds like Anthony Richardson wasn't even close as a second option at backup. Reports coming out that his future in Indy is very much up in the air. So Jones, he's the guy. And according to Shane Steichen, going to have at least a normal-sized leash. You know, you're not going to pull him after one or two games just if he's thinking it up. But for Jones on an individual level, he's desperate for a career turnaround. Played just 16 games across the last two seasons, and when he was playing, not very good. Buy or sell, Vinny, if Jones remains starter all year, he will post a passer rating near his previous career best of 92. That was the year that got him paid, 2022.
Ooh. You know what? I'm going to buy it just because their running game is so good. They have good O-line. Good running game, play action pass. So I'll buy that.
I saw Quentin Nelson's not feeling this rotating quarterback thing.
No, not at all.
Got a lot of quarters.
What do you say, like good teams don't have a rotating quarterback?
I'll go over to the NBA. A lot of quarter century content here on, really all over sports talk this year during the summer. But we've done a lot of it in the NFL. We'll do some in the NBA now. CBS Sports, their all-quarter-century team, features some pretty easy choices for starting five. Steph Curry's your point guard, Kobe Bryant shooting guard, LeBron at small forward, Tim Duncan power forward, but the one that sparks at least some debate is center. Nikola Jokic gets the nod over Shaq. Of course, when you talk about Shaq here for the quarter-century team, you got to cut out the first 7 years of his career, but the trio of titles that he helped bring home, the trio of finals MVPs that he won, came in this quarter century. Of course, to compare that to Jokic, just one title, but more individual accolades. Bob, are you buying or selling that Jokic should be ahead of Shaq for the last 25 years?
Yeah, I'll buy it. I don't think it's an egregious mistake on their part. If they name Shaq Attack, I'd have no problem with that either. But I think of Shaq in the Phoenix jersey. I think of Shaq in the Boston jersey, which were getting bigger and bigger with each passing year, in the Cavaliers jersey. I mean, Jokic is still very much in his prime, and you can make a case for him being the MVP favorite every year he goes into his season. So his story's not yet completely written, but I got no problem with that. So I'm cool with it, Nolan. I'm buying it.
Back to the NFL, where the Trey Hendrickson situation appears to have no resolution in sight. Is actively being shopped on the trade market. At least that's what the reports say. Don't really have an idea of how many teams are making serious offers, though we do have a little insight on what Cincinnati's asking price is. According to The Athletic, they want a first-round pick and a young defensive player, but that doesn't necessarily have to be a pass rusher. Based on the stats he's put up the past few years, sounds like a reasonable asking price, but any team that trades for him is going to have to be the one that pays him as well. So that has to factor into the situation. Vinny, are you buying or selling that the Bengals would actually get their asking price if Hendrickson is moved?
If he's moved, I'll buy they get their asking price, because otherwise they're not moving them.
Well, I mean, they're getting the first, would they actually get a first rounder for him and a player?
I think, yes. I think they would. For a pass rusher, I think somebody, if they're desperate enough, I think they'd do it.
How about baseball here? The Phillies, no idea what to expect with their ace, Zach Wheeler, is placed on IL over the weekend with a blood clot issue, already undergone surgery to remove it, now just waiting for a timeline, but of course, blood clot, not your average injury, not so linear with the recovery, I guess. And we can assume, just for the sake of this hypothetical, that he's not going to be available for their playoff run. Even with that loss, they've cultivated a pretty deep rotation. Christopher Sanchez is a number two behind him. Well, he's got Cy Young caliber stats in his own right. Buy or sell, Bob, the loss of Wheeler actually doesn't impact Philly's World Series odds as much as you would think.
Buy, sell, etc. It's going to have an impact because he's got playoff experience too. Ranger Suarez has been in scuffle city. The Orioles were pounding him last time they faced the Phillies. Lizardo has been outstanding for most of the season. But they got enough. They made, six-man rotation it for a little bit here moving forward. And we just talked to Bob Nightingale, Duran at the back end. He just took a liner off the foot, though, didn't he, a couple of days ago? The dude, the third.
I think he's all right, though.
Okay. Yeah. It'll affect, but not adversely enough where, you know, they're playing the Cubs in the playoffs and they're going to be, oh my God, we're underwhelming or overwhelming underdogs in this game.
Last topic of the day in the NFL, Matt Judon had to wait a little while to find his next team, but now latching on in Miami. And from the Dolphins' perspective, well, they really needed a boost in their pass rush after posting just 35 sacks as a team last year. Nearly a third of them came from one guy, former Raven Zach Seiler. They've also had to deal with injuries, mainly Bradley Chubb, who didn't play at all last year. But buy or sell, Vinny, Judon will finish top three on the Dolphins in sack production.
I'll buy it, just because they haven't had any, many guys that have got many sacks. You know, what's he going to get? Six or seven, maybe? And that'll be probably in the top three.
Could be. Calais Campbell no longer there. So maybe
Arizona again.
An appropriate replacement for him. Somewhere in that 5.5-6 sack range.
Are we sleeping on the Dolphins, though? If Tua stays healthy, I think they're going to be formidable. Offensively.
Until December.
Anyway. Well, then he gets called.
Where is Tyreek Hill's head? That's a key one.
Yeah, well, Tua put him on blast.
Yes, he did.
Let's get it together here. And they get strong running back. I mean, they're Waddle took a step back. Yeah. I guess that had a lot to do with it.
Well, defensively, where are they going to be defensively?
There's the problem right there. When we come back, talk about the Orioles. Well, where are they? Well, they're still in last place. They did pass the Twins in the wild card chase. Look out, rest of the American League. Jim Hunter will talk about the red hot, well, not red hot, but hotter Orioles. Then a funhouse trip, then back to the NFL. Joe Flacco, he's ready to come back to Baltimore with a vengeance. Nah, he's grateful to be the starter. What does that mean for Cleveland? I mean, the Ravens have a guy in the prime of his career with multiple MVPs. Browns have a guy who's a former Super Bowl MVP.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
It's 40. Our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan, longtime voice of the Orioles. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our buddy and yours, Jim Hunter. Jim, what is up?
How you doing there, Bob?
Doing all right, and appreciate the time, as always. But if you watched, I mean, I'm sure you did, you watched the game, especially in the extra innings, it's like Boston 0-13 with runners in scoring position, by the way. Oriole problem in recent vintage. But you watch it unfold, and you're wondering, like, why are the Orioles even still in the game in the 9th, 10th, into the 11th inning? So as we look at improbable wins that the Birds have had, there haven't been a ton of them. I guess that one's in the top three, if not number one right now.
Well, I would agree with that, because the Orioles had so many opportunities to pad their lead, and they weren't able to do it. And, you know, the curious thing to me is, why did he take Garcia out of the game? He struck out three batters on 12 pitches and certainly had good stuff. And what I like about him is he pounds the strike zone, and he goes to Geraldo, gives up a two-run home run to tie the game against Lowe. And after the home run, he was afraid to use his fastball. So I don't know why Garcia was taken out of the game, because he not only looked great, he retired all three batters he faced on just 12 pitches, and he struck out all three. So, you know, they're fortunate to win the game, but they're playing well enough right now, having won, what, three in a row and six of seven, to get back to 8 below .500. So they're definitely playing better. And that was a big win last night to pull it out in 11.
Now, we still bigger picture stuff, and the Orioles could be spoilers because they have some playoff teams on the schedule moving forward the next few weeks. But Colton Cowser, a couple of walks, had the double off the monster there, still makes the plays necessary defensively. We look at him in this lost season, as I've called it, Jim, of 2025. How do you view Cowser as a permanent piece? Because we expect the Orioles to be way better next year than they are this year. Where does Cowser fit in next year and beyond?
Well, he certainly needed that hit when he hit that ball off the Green Monster for the double. I had mentioned to Bonnie, we were watching the game, and I said, boy, he really needs a hit, and he hit the ball off the Green Monster. I would say he certainly is in the mix for next year. you know, he's got a great arm, although I was stunned that they didn't try to score on the fly ball to center field. I read in the New York Post this morning that the Red Sox game plan going into the series, the two-game series, was not to run on him. And it was a horrible throw to the plate. Basayo had to come about 8 feet up the line to catch it. And if the runner is going, he likely scores and ties the game. But I think Hauser is certainly in the picture. I would like him to strike out less. He tends to take called third strikes quite a bit. And but overall, I think he's a very good player and certainly should be part of the future.
All right, Jim, let's get your impressions so far from Beavers. And you mentioned Basayo, 5 ribbies in his first 3 games. Beavers, he shows the glove in the outfield. We know the bat has certainly played so far here in 2025 down on the farm and early in Baltimore. Your impressions, the Jim Hunter trained eye impressions of the two rookies be making their home debuts tomorrow?
Well, it looks to me like they feel like they belong, and that's a good sign. Beavers played in college at Cal, and Basayo was signed as a teenager out of the Dominican Republic. But, I mean, you know, you look what he did last night. I mean, he hit a tapper out in front of the plate, but he hit it far enough out in front of the plate that the run scored from third, and the Orioles get the winning run. I mean, Basayo's got 5 RBIs in 3 games, and that's not a fluke. I mean, and let's not forget the other day in his debut, he was robbed of a 3-run home run out of leaping catch in right field in Houston. So I think what I've seen so far is, you know, Beavers was hitless last night. He was 0-for-3. First game he didn't get a hit, but he did draw a walk. And, you know, the thing about these two players is they're anxious to be here. They're excited to be here. And their talent got them here. And I think they're very much a part of the big future.
Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles back home tomorrow, taking on the Houston Astros. Start of a 4-game series will be at Pickles Pub both Thursday and Friday. Starting rotation, last 30 starts, sub-3 earned run average. Jim, all year long, you've been bashing them for how bad they've been out of the rotation with the ERA over 5, pushing 6 at times. But, man, for a month, they've been the best starting rotation ERA-wise in Major League Baseball. Where the hell did this come from all of a sudden?
Well, overall, they're still 25th in the majors in starters ERA at 4.64. But you bring up a good point, because in the last 9 games, the starters have gone 4-1 with 4 no decisions, and their combined ERA in those 9 games is 0.83. And one of the big reasons is they haven't allowed a home run in 9 straight games. So in 54 and a third innings, they've allowed 6 runs, but only 5 earned runs. The balk last night against Sagano was an unearned run. So the starters, I mean, I can't say that I saw this coming, because, as you mentioned, I've been on them all year, because the number one job of a starter is to give his team a chance to win, and for the most part, they haven't done that.
Hey, Jim, who do you want to see as managerial candidates?
You know, Vinny, I really haven't thought about that, but I would hope they would bring in someone who has some experience, not a first-time manager, you know, like Manzolino is. I really haven't thought about that too extensively, but I would hope they would bring somebody in who's experienced.
Hey, Jim, what you've seen thus lately of Gunnar, how good is he playing right now?
Oh, he's playing phenomenal. Especially defensively. You know, he's very confident. He hasn't made an error since June. I believe he has only 7 errors on the year. But the combination of his hitting ability, and I love the fact that he uses the whole field, and his defense is phenomenal. He's playing gold glove caliber shortstop right now, and his batting average is coming. It's on the way up, and his power certainly is going to resurface. You know, he's got 15 home runs, which ties him for the league, or for the team lead, rather. And he is a definite player moving forward.
Jim Hunter, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Real quick, speaking of managers, we just had Bob Nightingale on last hour, and he thinks Bob Melvin could be on the outs in San Fran. What do you think? Bringing old Melvin back to Baltimore, part of that Why Not Oriole team of 89. Keeping in mind getting fired by San Fran after he left the A's, but it is what it is.
Well, he certainly has experience. I mean, he managed the A's, he managed the Padres, and he managed the Giants. So that certainly would be an upgrade because he brings experience. And, you know, I'm sure he would be able to bring in his own coaches, guys that he's comfortable with. But that would be a name that I would think if the Giants let him go. I mean, you know, Buster Posey is now running the Giants, and who knows the team that they put together. I mean, I don't follow the NL West that often, but Melvin certainly has proven that he can manage in the big leagues.
Jim Hunter, are you BBT on Friday? Because I know it's me and Bordy tomorrow.
No, I'm with you next Monday and Tuesday.
All right.
For the Red Sox games. I have Monday and Tuesday at Pickles.
Can't wait to see you, Jim Hunter. Appreciate the time as always. Jim Hunter, have a great weekend.
Thanks. You appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Thanks, Jim.
Well, it is Wednesday, but it feels like Friday. He's Nolan McGraw. We're going to hear from him next with the Funhouse. Then we got NFL Lunch. Remember Joe Flacco? Well, he was talking to the media yesterday because he's a starting quarterback again in the National Football League. Anthony Richardson, well, he's not as happy in Indy. We'll get into that, too. Since we last spoke about an hour ago, what do you think of like a Bob Melvin-ish? I'd be thumbs down, for the record, to that sort of move. Not because he's incapable of doing the job, but starting to bounce a little bit. And, you know, he was brought into San Francisco to get them over the hump that Gabe Kapler couldn't get them over. And now he's going to be jettisoned after just a couple of seasons. I don't know if I'd be, not that Elias asked me for my opinion, I don't know if I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I get the uneasiness, right? Just because he hasn't been able to hold down what I think a lot of people would consider good jobs, right? Giants and the Padres. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough in the long run just because I don't know how many quality candidates are actually going to be out there. You know, there's a lot of teams that are going to be searching for a new manager. Are the Orioles truly at the top of that list in terms of attractiveness to these candidates? And if you do end up having a pretty short list, like I said, and Melvin's on it, I mean, you got to strongly consider it. He certainly fits the bill of experience that we've been harping on. And compared to some of the other names out there, it's really not even close.
Three-time manager of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, Arizona, A's. He was in Oakland for 10 years, 11. But they were cash-strapped, and so they were always kind of rebuilding and retooling when he had them cooking. Padres for two, and now it's his second year in San Francisco. So that's five teams in. I don't know. He's only 63. Feels like he's been around for like a bazillion years.
You know what? I think talent-wise, player-wise, core player-wise, and with your youth, this would be one of the best jobs, I would think. But then, for that reason, okay? But then, now, do I want to work for Elias? You know, then that, do I mesh with Elias? That, I think that would be, make the job much more difficult than, I like the players, but do I want to work with management?
Well, the A's are one of the more forward-thinking, analytic-driven teams. And he was there for a while with Billy Beane and others. I'm just saying, oh, no. Then so, he's coming off the heels of losing yet another job. I don't know.
When he got picked up by San Diego, the conversation at the time, from what I remember, was that they needed a real strong voice in the clubhouse because some of the personalities there were starting to run wild. You had Manny Machado, who a little more mature by that point in his career, but a strong voice nonetheless. Fernando Tatis as the young gun, maybe a little more wild. And things got heated at a certain point, I think, between those two players. So you thought you were bringing in this experienced guy, bringing in a sheriff, so to speak, and it just blew up in your face after 2 years because you couldn't live up to the expectations. I don't know if the Orioles necessarily have that weird of a clubhouse dynamic. I think everything there is pretty good, but they still need that singular voice to come in that really commands respect. Not that they wouldn't respect a first-time manager, but there's just a different weight. You know, people keep bringing up Buck Showalter, and it's not realistic for him to return to Baltimore, but it is realistic to say that you want a manager with that kind of cachet, someone who instantly demands credibility.
Here's what's interesting, though. And Bob Nightingale, as I've said, touted for years, he's going to Hall of Fame as a writer, USA Today. And we asked him, I heard it right, he said Bob Melvin could be on the outs in San Francisco.
Yep.
They picked up his option on July 1st for next season.
Hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe things have gone, because after the Devers trade, they've been bad. And they made some trades at the
Well, they've invested a lot the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not exactly like a rebuilding or a retooling team. All their moves suggest that they've been going for it, just haven't had the results.
So, well, I mean, we have plenty of time to discuss this. Hey, the Orioles win 18 of 20, get within 3 games of the wild card. Tony Manzolino might earn himself.
We got to stop this right now.
I don't want to hear it. We got time for a funhouse real quick?
Let's do a few, yeah.
Let's do it.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
To the point about the Orioles being back in the wild card, Texter here says it's not just as simple as 8.5 back, but the fact that there's 5 teams in between them and the third and final wild card spot. Even if they maintain the win percentage that they've had the past few months, it probably wouldn't be enough to leapfrog all 5.
I 100% agree. I mean, I think we're all kind of down with that, but now we're just kind of playing along a little bit. And they did pass Minnesota yesterday, at least for now. I'm more interested in the spoiler thing. Houston for 4, Boston for 4. Speaking of the Giants, they go out there for 3 and then go to San Diego. Then the Dodgers come here. So, I mean, San Francisco's barely holding on, but the others, I mean, they're in it to win it. And then you got the Pirates, all right. And then the Toronto, they can have an impact on a playoff race. Maybe not for them as an entity, but certainly impact which teams, their seeding could be affected, division. Yeah, so they got things to play for sure.
This one here says, I don't agree with it, but I guess I understand the reasoning behind leaving Basayo out of the lineup last night. What I don't understand is Vasquez batting 2nd. That's just a foolish decision based on his MLB track record and the other talent in your lineup.
Yeah, just because he's replacing Westberg at 3rd doesn't mean he needs to replace him in the 2-hole. So I'm 100% agreeing with the texter there. And look, and you brought it up earlier with Basayo. Once Adley was scratched with the right side, yeah. Hey, Basayo, grab a mitt, get your gear. Let's get out there and let's get this thing rolling along here. But, you know, fate has it. He was able to pinch hit late, got the game-winning hit, the 15-footer, whatever it was, and that helped lead the Orioles to victory. But no excuses for him not playing a lot against the Astros, because you got a bunch of right-handed dudes scheduled to be pitching for Houston over the weekend in Baltimore.
Well, I'm going to call it right now, because they've been promoting Beavers and Basayo. Hey, come on out to the yard, see their home debut. Basayo will not play in at least one of these games over the weekend.
You got Alexander, McCullers, Javier, and Arrighetti, all right-handed starting pitchers, at least for now, scheduled for the Astros.
I think both of them will miss at least one game in there for this whole rookie status fiasco that we've been talking about for a month.
Yeah, and what do we say? Service time be damned?
Yes, but, no question.
Yeah, but it is what it is, I guess. Anybody is, have fun while you play, kids. Let the kids play. When we come back, yeah, literally, let them play. When we come back, we're going to hear from Joe Flacco and Anthony Richardson. 2 quarterbacks going in opposite directions. We get some NFL lunch for you. Start looking a little bit at the schedules of our foes here in the AFC North as well. American League East report. There are games happening as we speak. Stick around for that. And then Chris Boombacha, USA Today. Talk to him about the National Football League just a couple of weeks away from kickoff.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.